Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Nick McNamara producing over there on the other side of the glass. We're talking here today with Junction City Manager Alan Dinkle here on all things Junction City government. You guys have your next meeting coming up next week?
Yeah, City Commission meets on the first and third Tuesdays, and so this will be one of those months where there's five Tuesdays, so we're going to get an extra week off at the end of the month, which is always this fun kind of do, but then you get out of cycle then because you know, it's kind of like you have a commission meeting, you kind of plan for the next one, and the following week get the agenda ready, then bam, go. So we'll have one on the 15th of January, and then the next one won't be till February 5th, I believe.
Did you all happen to take a break for the holiday breaks? I know here in Manhattan they took a few weeks off because their meetings fell on Tuesdays.
Well, we actually, our ordinance says that when it fell on January 1st, we meet the following day on January 2nd. So we did, and we had a nice short 25-minute meeting. Basically, that was the night we did reorganization of our city government itself as far as our commission.
Now let's talk a little bit about that. How'd the reorganization go here for you?
Okay. Of course, like Manhattan, we are a commission manager, former governor, city of the first class. And we have five city commissioners, and each year they choose a mayor and a vice mayor. Our commission this year, a year ago we got three brand new commissioners. We had three incumbents that did not run. And we had brought three new ones on. So Pat Landis was mayor, and the commission decided to have Pat continue to be mayor for another year. They also went ahead and appointed Jeff Underhill, who's been a commissioner for a year, to be vice mayor, and we'll see what they do down the road. Of course, like every city in our former government, we'll have elections this year. We have three people up for election. Mayor Landis and Commissioner Fitzgerald and Commissioner Albritton's terms expire this year, so they'll be up for election. Of course, that process got moved from the spring to the fall a couple of years ago by the state legislature, so they don't file to vote till late May, late May, and then the election won't be till the first Tuesday in November, and then they take office in January. So, but Mayor Landis is going to continue another year, and as we continue to, you know, we brought three new ones on. That's sometimes a shock, but well, our three new ones came on a year ago. It wasn't as big a shock because there was no hostile takeovers, which city managers have to deal once in a while, where you have commissioners get voted out and you have new ones come in. And ironically, I always say that in my 30-year career in city government, I've only ever had one city commissioner incumbent that got beaten in election. And usually I get new ones because they didn't run or whatever the case was. But I've only ever had one beat. So that doesn't always happen in a lot of cities. I know there was a city in Kansas last year that had all three new – one city commissioner didn't run to air, two got beaten in the primary. And so he had a massive turnover, which makes a massive upheaval in the whole community and the whole government itself.
Interesting. Okay. So Pat Landis will continue on here. And so you say normally that they change that, right?
It can be anyway. I mean, you know, some have a little more set. Manhattan has a little more set organization where they do it. We're somewhat – there were some changes in the early, you know, 19 or 2011, I think, period it was – just the things that they were dealing with. So they kind of got out of a rotation. But, you know, I don't know if we'll get back to that or not. But, yeah, so probably mayor this year and with Jeff being vice mayor.
All right. As far as getting things done here, would you say this city commission does a pretty good job?
Yeah, this city commission, I mean, they're very looking forward to it. You know, I think, you know, when they got through the financial crisis, you know, they set a plan in the 2010, 11, 12, 13 range of how to pay off our debt. And we're on the route. You know, by 2025 to 2026, we're going to be in a whole lot better financial shape. You know, we had to put a sales tax in 2010, 1% sales tax to pay debt service. Plus then we also levy a large amount of property tax to debt service. That number, that amount, that percentage has come down. We were able to refinance about $45 million worth of bonds, I believe, 2 years ago, which knocked our annual bond payments down by about $550,000, or over the life of the bond, $5.5 million. And so, like I said, that becomes real money then. The sales tax has helped also to pay for the debt. We do some transfers as well. The sales tax is going to be ending on December 20th of 2020, and we'll be looking at possibly renewing that. That'll be a discussion the commission will have this year, and I don't know if we'll have the election this year about it or wait till next year. Still early stages discussion, taking a look at our whole financial status there. We continue to pay off debt, though, which is important to do. You know, Junction City had special legislation done for them in the 2010-11-12 range by the state legislature to allow us to be over the debt limit. We were over it. We still can be above that 30% number until 2020, but we already are below that. We're at 25%. So we're below the debt limit that's going to be in place when it drops down for us in 2020 and continue to move so. And that's important because even though I don't want to borrow more money at this time, as I told the commission this summer one time during our budget process, I'm now in the position where I could borrow, the city could borrow money if we had to in case of a disaster, a tornado hit a town or something like that. And I've actually been, I was manager in a town that had a tornado. And so I understand what you have to have for reserves and everything. So we are building cash reserves. I think we're in good shape there. We're building more and more all the time. As we start the new year, because when you do your budget back in July, August, you kind of project how you're going to end the year. And, of course, you got to look at the crystal ball a little bit and think what is it going to be like. But in most of our funds, our beginning cash for the year is higher than we thought it was going to be. That's always a good sign. Because if we do have any, you know, problems this year, like I talked before about the sales tax issue, you know, what's going to be the effect of all deployments we have? Because soldiers are going to start being deployed, and I'm going to a casement ceremony next week at a Ford rally. And I think we're going to see, you know, what's the effect going to be and how it's all going to play out. And you know, the city's been through it before, I think, but we're prepared to handle anything we can right now.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are in kind of a unique position there, you know, with the deployments and all. And that's something that's just going to cycle through. You just have to go through that every so often.
Yeah, it's going to be. I mean, you know, the purpose of Fort Riley, of course, is to train soldiers to protect our country. And I think anybody around here knows that they do as good as anywhere. It's the best place in the Army to train soldiers for. Ultimately, of course, they have to go protect their country and go across. And yeah, I know there's soldiers deployed all the time. We actually, Commissioner Fitzgerald started a program last year, Home Away from Home, adopting new soldiers. And we adopted a young lady from Bakersfield, California. She was 17 years old when she joined the Army. We got to meet her when she was 18. And she's deployed in Poland right now. And so that's, you know, we're here to train the soldiers, but again, their purpose is to go and defend their country, and they do it very well.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. I'll second that. As far as you mentioned in here, having the numbers coming in more in favor here, as far as the cash projections, compared to maybe 1 year ago today, how would you say the financial shape of Junction City has changed?
We keep improving every year. I think, you know, we put a lot of stuff in place. You know, I'm an old farm boy, so I think a lot of my mentality on budgeting is farm mentality is like, you know, be able to get through the crisis and get through it and build some cash reserves. And we're doing that. Our cash reserves continue to grow, which is good. And but, yeah, we've been able to do projects as well. It's tough to balance that sometimes because we have to focus on debt all the time because I think that's what you have to get paid off. But some of them starting to go away. My new finance director and I were talking yesterday about, well, that project gets paid off this year and this one gets paid off next year. And so you're starting to see that window open a little more and you see the light at the end of the tunnel because it's that project that we borrowed money for is getting paid off. And you know, yeah, you got to still keep government in place, but you have to kind of balance how you're going to do that. And I think we're doing a real good job with it. I have a great city commission that understands that and focuses it. But I got a great set of department heads that follow it every day because sometimes we have to balance those wants and needs to where the financial is, and they quite understand it. We always kid that those that are funded through the general fund, be it police and fire and public works and parks, that they got to kind of take turns who gets a little more this year so they can get a little more capital project done or buy some new equipment. But they really cooperate well together. It makes it really easy for me to work through with the commission.
All right. As far as your next meeting here, what do you got coming up? Maybe projects looking ahead.
I know that we have a couple presentation next week with the Region Reimagined program. That's Manhattan or Junction or Riley County, Geary County, and Pottawatomie County. There'll be a presentation on that. We'll have one from the Metropolitan Planning Organization. Jared's going to be over talking about Safe Routes to Schools because we want to try to apply for some money for Safe Routes to School. I know we have some beginning of the year stuff to use, some purchases. I know we want to buy. We're buying three new police vehicles. We try to place so many of those every year, and so you have stuff that's always operating. And I know we're looking at a donation of a rescue fire truck unit. I don't get all details yet, but actually a donation through Shell Oil Company. So my fire chief's been able to do that. So some exciting things are going to happen. I mean, probably not a big major agenda, but, you know, the commission moves through those in pretty good shape, though.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, yeah, and obviously you got to make those replacements to the police vehicles, the essential stuff, that's got to be replaced. As far as, you know, and you mentioned the deployments here, is the government shutdown affecting this at all, with that being a federal?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, the military is thank God, yeah. is funded and going out there and doing their job. I don't know what the impact has been on base as far as some civilian jobs, but, you know, it's hard to say.
Gotcha. Well, anything else here before we let you go?
No, just a pleasure to come over here and tell everybody what's happening in Junk City and look forward to coming back sometime.
Yeah, you bet. We'll definitely get you on the program again. Good to kind of keep abreast of what's going on over there. So thanks for coming up and sharing.
You bet. Thank you.
And that's Junction City City Manager Alan Dinkle joining us here on In Focus News Radio KMN. I want to say thanks to all of our guests here today. We had Pottawatomie County Schools in, Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan, Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter. They were our guests in the early half of the program. Don't forget, we will archive this on our website, newsradiokman.com, shortly here. Tomorrow we got a busy day. I know we got Fort Riley going to be on the show, Nick, and some other folks as well.
Oh, yeah. Fort Riley will be coming out. Pardon me. We'll also have from the UFM, Linda Teener will be coming out. She's the president and executive director there. Speaking of the UFM, it's their 50th anniversary. So just a heads up there. That's a little PSA for everyone involved. And from Fort Riley, we'll be talking about a little bit about the Soldier for Life program. Will be one of these segments we'll be discussing.
All right. Looking forward to that.
Fantastic. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Again, if you missed any of this show, check it out. NewsRadioKMAN.com. Head on down to the on-demand section and look for In Focus. That will also be up on our Facebook around, I'd say, by 3 p.m. today. Hey, stay tuned. More here on News Radio KMAN coming up.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community.